My Bishop T.D. Jakes is on the phone right now. Last night he was with Don Lemon, and what I hear was a moving town hall last night. Bishop, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Should we introduce you to?
Who?
You and Bishop Jakes. Should we introduce you? Should we say Tom Joyner?
That would be proper.
Civil.
I haven't seen him since Vietnam.
Tom!
But the brother's coming. He's coming. He's just on a slow,
on his
slow
own,
automobile.
His own time, yeah. Huh, Bishop?
Yeah, okay. Sooner or later.
It's good to be laughing in times like these. I mean, I need a good laugh. Oh, okay. I'm trying to... Bishop.
He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time.
Oh, he's right on time.
Bishop.
Yeah. Okay. Sybil, did you see Don's panel last night on CNN?
I saw a little this morning when I got up. It was I recorded it, Tom. I did not see your segment though, Bishop Jakes.
Well, you know, it was a very provocative meeting, very powerful discussion from all perspectives on what we can do to get out of this quagmire we've gotten ourselves into. As it relates to police relationships and community relationships and how we can do things better going forward. It's a lot of work to be done, but we did broach some significant subjects, and it was an opportunity to air and vent some issues that I think had not been discussed properly before.
What solutions did you come up with?
Well, we walked away understanding that it's a very complicated issue. We walked away understanding more clearly that our solidarity and support of our police officers is unwavering. That does not mean that while we support the good ones, that we don't have the right to call out the ones that are not and hopefully adjudicate them in a much more effective way than what we have seen heretofore. It seems like the country and the way the press portrays things, that if you cry out for justice, then you're not loyal to the loyal servants that work in our communities. And I don't think that the two ideas are mutually exclusive.
Mm-hmm. And what role does the church have?
Well, I think the church has the same role that everybody else has, to get involved on every level to try to support our community. The church is there to serve the community, whatever the needs may be, and to the degree of its ability, its skill sets, and the competence of its pastors, I think that we all can do something to get things done, to try to make it better. I have a platform to use, and I thought that this was an appropriate time to use it. And we turned our own church service on Sunday morning into a town hall meeting. And that made the front page of the L.A. Times and Pittsburgh Herald and many other papers around the country as we work collectively to try to solve this problem.
You and I came up during the Civil Rights Movement, and I never expected my children or my children's children to have a new Civil Rights Movement.
Yeah, I didn't expect it either. I thought that those battles were won. But this is a kind of different kind of battle. It is not so much the interest in changing people's hearts. Only God could do that. But we can change the systems that allow people to act on decadent behavior and then not arrest them and judge them with the same blindness that the law portrays for other people. Justice is supposed to be blind, but it seems when it comes to some police behavior, it peaks. And we've got to do something about that, to change that, to make it more just and more balanced. And we need good police officers not only to be good police officers as they are, but to speak out when they see things that are contrary to the Constitution and negative and just morally wrong to do.
Will you be taking your fight for peace and for understanding as well as a reconciliation of the different sides to your TV show as well?
I plan to. I'm looking forward to it. One of the reasons that I'm doing the talk show is that it gives me a platform to address issues like this and others. I think it has to escape the walls of the church where you're preaching to the choir and get out there in mainstream America where you can really make a difference. Not only about this, but the show will deal with all types of issues that are confronting us in life. And I'm excited to have the opportunity. September the 12th, we'll be around the country in about 56 markets and gaining markets every day. I think it's important to do. And I set aside some of my responsibilities to make myself available to it.
Congratulations.
Congrats, yes.
I'm excited about it.
You should be.
Everybody watch.
You've been working on this for a long time. We've been talking about this for a long, long time, and now it's coming.
You've been talking on the phone, not in person, I take it, huh?
Well, the thing about yeah, exactly. but the thing about it is this: you can have a great idea, but you have to have a great team and a great network and the people who get it. If you a great idea lacking a great team will ultimately die and disintegrate. I finally got the right team of people around me, and I think this is going to be a good thing.
Yeah. The healing that you asked for the other day, which was so powerful when you stood there the day after all of this happened in Dallas, and are you feeling a sense of positivity?
Yes, I think Dallas, you know, the unique thing about Dallas, Dallas is a great city, and we have problems, but we've not had those kinds of problems, and the march was peaceful. It was just this one individual that acted in a way that all of us must speak against and support the police officers who gave their lives defending the right for people to walk the streets and express themselves. I don't think that was really a true depiction of the climate in Dallas. Chief Brown has done an amazing job. Our mayor has done an outstanding job of bringing the issues to the community, and we have a much better relationship than many other cities do around the country.
And the climate in Dallas, what do you feel right now?
I think Dallas is hurt. I mean, we had 5 police officers shot down in the street. One of the funerals was held at the Potter's House. Hopefully we're coming together to support our police officers, and yet we have a responsibility. When we see something, we have to do something. We can't just say something. We have to do something about it. And Dallas, like any other city, is not exempt from having these issues to come. It's not that they come that is the problem. It is the fact that when they come, we seldom see justice handle them with the same severity and the same ideologies that they handle our sons with, and something has to be done. I'm out here because I have 5 children. I'm out here because I don't want my son shot down in the street. I'm out here because I believe in right and fairness, whether you're wearing blue jeans or a blue uniform. You still have to treat each other fairly.
Amen. Bishop T.D. Jakes, my bishop.
Thank you.